This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Steve Scherr. Think back to the last time you had a medical procedure. You might have shopped around for the best doctor, but did you compare costs? Chances are you didn't, because finding those prices is extremely difficult. One local clinic is trying to change that by posting prices online.
My name is Dr. Al Fisk, and I'm the chief medical officer at the Everett Clinic. We've just started posting a few key procedures. Our goal is to post all the prices that will make sense for our customers. If you think about it, in healthcare, patients are paying a larger and larger percentage out of their own pocket. And how can they make informed decisions if there isn't transparency of cost and quality?
As Al Fisk explains, it's hard for customers to find prices. But why is it so hard? Sean Sullivan is a professor at the University of Washington School of Public Health. Joins us. Hello, Sean.
Hi.
Is that right? Is that your title?
That is me.
All right, good. Yeah. Just making sure. Why is it so difficult for me as a consumer to figure out how much a single medical procedure is going to cost me?
Well, there's really no historical precedent for price reporting, with a couple of exceptions. Pharmacy and pharmaceuticals historically have reported prices, and cosmetic procedures, there's price reporting, and that's because those are cash-paying markets. For the most part, although pharmacy's changed a bit. And it's difficult to determine in advance what the services are that the patient will need. So understanding what the actual price of that service is going to be, the total price of that service, is also difficult. And then what price do you report? Do you report the charge? Do you report the negotiated price between a particular provider and a health insurance plan? Or do you report the cost?
Well, but aren't I asking what my cost is going to be as an individual?
Exactly. And that may vary. And that may vary by patient and what their insurance plan is. And it also may vary by their provider and what their provider charges. Because frequently what you pay out of cost is a percentage of that.
And also there's a proprietary aspect to this. Some insurance companies don't want to reveal it. Why not?
Well, in the business-to-business market, which is the market between insurance companies and healthcare providers, there's a view that public transparency, particularly of negotiated rates, could actually inflate prices because it discourages private negotiations. Providers then would have less incentive to lower prices if they know that others would demand, right, the same rate, and potentially less incentive to lower prices if it sets off a price war. This was the argument in recently when the state was trying to put in place an all-payer claims database and the private insurers pushed back.
But I thought the argument in markets was that if we know what the price is, the price will go lower because they'll want our business.
Correct. That's the sort of prevailing wisdom. Right?
There's other forces at play.
Yeah, correct.
How difficult is it to find prices based on procedures that are more or less difficult?
Well, it's becoming easier, actually, because the employers who are the true purchasers of care are getting much more aggressive here. I'll give you an example, and then I'll tell you some places where people can actually find prices. Here's an example. So Safeway, which is, you know, a national business, was concerned about what they were paying for procedures, and they went out and asked for prices on screening colonoscopies. And they got ranges from $600 to $6,000. And what they decided to do by analyzing the claims data that their insurance provider was giving back to them was settling on a price of $1,500 and then negotiating itself with all the providers for that screening colonoscopy, and it essentially set a reference price of $1,500. So the businesses are much more aggressive.
Sean Sullivan is a professor at the University of School of Public Health. The Everett Clinic is making one step towards this by posting their prices online. How significant is this?
Well, I think it's important, actually, because it's sent a signal that it wants its business to be transparent to its consumers. And even though they've started slowly, as Dr. Fisk reports, they've only post prices for six services. They're going to aggressively begin to add to that in terms of transparency. And I think that will force their competitors to potentially do the same.
Well, here's Dr. Al Fisk again from the clinic.
I hope it will allow our patients to make better decisions, and maybe it'll even stimulate other organizations to post their prices as well.
Now, the idea is that patients make more informed decisions.
Yeah.
But I thought that healthcare reform meant that things were going to be cheaper and that I wouldn't have to worry so much about what things are going to cost, because in the end, everything's capped. I won't go bankrupt from my health insurance problems.
Well, that's the hope. The reality is, though, that every insurance plan, whether it's on the exchanges or whether it's through the commercial markets, has cost sharing for patients. And increasingly, those cost shares are a percentage of the total price. And so as a patient, I want to know what my amount is going to be for example, a screening colonoscopy. If my employer's done a good job and negotiated a $1,500 price, and I have a 20% co-insurance, that's $300, and I have to know that I have the resources to pay that amount.
Hopefully. All right, so that's a big win for patients. Any advice for people who want to find prices for healthcare services?
Yeah, I have one caution for folk. The caution is this. People tend to equate prices with quality, and this is not the case. In healthcare, just like it isn't the case in wine, prices and quality don't always correlate. So if you're shopping for healthcare services, price is important, but you also want to look at the quality of the care that you're going to receive for that health service.
Sean Salvas is professor at the University of Washington School of Public Health. Some patients are seeing the prices of their procedures. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
It's The Record.